Hi, this is a dictation for patient Terence Norris, T like Tom, E-R-E-N-C-E, Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S. Date of birth is 1/27/83. Date of visit is 10/10/2024. Date of accident is 10/6/2023. The patient was a rear seat passenger where he was T-boned on the front mostly, and the impact caused him multiple issues. He had a subarachnoid bleed with subdural hematoma, fracture of the nose, and a laceration and retinal detachment of the right eye. Recently, patient underwent two surgeries for retinal detachment, but he is not able to see anything since the surgery. He is completely blind of the right eye, and he has a hard time carrying out his ADLs. He also is now seeing neurosurgery as a consultation at DMC, as well as neurologist and a psychiatrist at Insight. He's also doing neuropsych care at Triton. His physical therapy, chiropractic treatments are continuing, and he is seeing ENT doctor as well. At this time, patient has all the DMEs and all the help that is provided to him. His last urine drug screen did not show the opiates, so he has been taken off from the opiates to a schedule 3 pain medications. Other than that, the patient reported that his pains are still continuing the same, along with the headaches, which are 7 off and on, but less often. His mood is horrible, and he has a severe panic and extremely depressed. And he's seeing Dr. Nazareth as a neurologist. He's seeing a psychiatrist. He is trying to walk a lot. His pain in the neck is reported to be 10. Lower back pain is 9. And he wants to continue his physical therapy. And he is also seeing the eye physician at the Crest GI Hospital. His pain level is between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 9. And patient is now reporting 10% relief in the pain only. Please review the records for the ADL for system review. As well as for the pain and numbness and additional issues and substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure 137/102, pulse is 104, pulse temperature is 96.3. And the rest of the exam is the same from 9/19/2024, dictation number 0923-044. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy to 2 times a week for the neck and the lower back mainly. And also for both the sacroiliac joint, traction massage has been ordered. And the patient is advised to as a work disability, attended care is ordered 6 hours, 7 days, transportation, and case management. His maps and labs have been reviewed. He is provided with the following medication, which are Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 milligram a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram twice a day for depression, anxiety, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for severe panic disorder that patient is complaining, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day is provided for pain relief, and Furosemide are provided 50 of them PRN for headache relief. The patient is not amenable for any further treatment like injection treatment. He also doesn't want to see a surgeon or we discussed the spinal cord stimulation device, and the patient declined for those referrals. At this time, patient is advised and her caseworker also to continue seeing the neurologist, neurosurgeon, eye surgeon, psychiatrist, neuropsych, and continue with the physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. All the MRIs have been discussed with the patient again, and he has a bulging disc at L12, L23, L34, L45. And L5S1 with a moderate facet hypertrophy and right to left for MNS stenosis. The patient has been advised to continue some injection treatment to bring further relief if he likes to make an appointment. Only one injection we did it was January 26, 2024. And the patient has not provided any consent since then. Thank you. So it is up to him to let us know what he wants to do. Thank you.